What do you get for the person who has everything? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. No, that's not what you get them. That's the name of the show.
Got it.
You don't get the person who has everything, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Yeah, I said the name of the show after I made that statement, and it sounded like I was... Anyway, never mind. What do you get for the person who has everything? Gift shopping for your friends' family is already hard enough because you want to find something cool and personal, but also not too expensive. And, of course, that's be something that they don't already have. So a two-person cashmere sweater could be something cool.
That sounds pricey, though.
Or a 10-pound bag of cereal marshmallows.
Ooh,
that'd be
nice,
right?
Yeah.
Or your baby. If you recently had a baby, wrap it up, give it to somebody. They will love it so much.
You can always
make another. It's easy. Buying meaningful gifts for people that you care about. Super easy, right? No. That's why, for years, many people have just defaulted to buying their loved ones a star off the internet and then naming it after them. Like, you get this star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody has the same star, probably.
Aww. Do they?
I don't know.
It's really
I feel like they just package one star, whatever the coordinates are, and then that's what everybody gets.
I feel like everybody just gets a Xerox copy of a certificate, and there is no actual star named after you at all.
If none of that stuff sounds good enough for you, there's another option, because one company is now offering to let you buy your loved ones strands of Guy Fieri's hair.
What?
Yep.
I'm in.
100% serious about that.
No way.
The website is called Fieri's Follicles.
Oh my God. Is he selling his hair? I don't get it. What is happening?
It's allowed fans to unofficially name one, two, or even several of the TV personality's bleached blonde hairs after a special someone. So it's just like naming a star, but instead it's Guy Fieri's hair.
That is so amazing. Come on. If you got a gift and you opened it up and it said that Guy Fieri's hair above his ear was named after you, you'd be stoked. Man.
I would laugh.
Frame that. Put that on my wall.
But here's the thing. I mean, does it actually cost money?
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
The website was launched by a couple of buddies who were frustrated because they couldn't find the perfect gift for one of their friends. And that's when they had the brilliant idea, hey, let's just sell Guy Fieri's hair. How much does it cost? Well, according to the website, a standard hair follicle is $10.
Whoa, that's $10.
I don't know. I'm in it. $10 I can afford, and I already know who I'd gift it to. I bet everybody has someone in mind that this would be the perfect gift for.
Yeah, I would love it. I would spend $20. Yeah.
I would give it to you, man.
This radio show has won awards. Like, we have plaques and trophies and things like that. You know where they are in my place? I don't know. I have no idea. But if somebody gave me a certificate that said I owned a piece of Guy Fieri's hair, that's going on my wall front and center. As soon as I walk in the door, I want to know that I own a piece of Guy Fieri's hair.
It's going to be that and the oil paintings of yourself.
Yes. Binary hairs, which is two hairs poking out of the same follicle, will cost you $15. So it's $10 for one single hair follicle, $15 for two.
That's pretty special, though.
Do you guys realize we have like tens of thousands of hair, right? This guy Fieri, could literally make like millions off of this,
but he's not the one doing it. It's a couple of people that
sue these guys.
I want to know what happens when his hair falls out. If he goes bald, do I get my money back?
You still own it.
What type of guarantee do I have?
It's just like if you get one of those stars, right? The star might burn out eventually, but you still owned that star.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Okay. And it's not necessarily my star. It's just that it's named after me.
Yeah. A constellation of Fieri hairs will cost $20, and the price goes up by $5 if you want to buy the hair on Guy Fieri's goatee.
You can do other body parts.
I actually kind of want to buy this and give it to like the next 4-year-old birthday party that I have to go to. Like, have the kid open it and be like, "What? I don't get it."
Who's Guy Fieri?
Yeah, I don't know.
Purchase comes with the following: an official certificate issued by the Fieri Follicle Federation,
a welcome
letter with a map showing the exact location of the hair on Guy's head or goatee. And two fake tickets to Flavortown, because that's Guy Fieri's catchphrase, right? The website says it's a perfect gift for many occasions: birthdays, Taco Tuesdays, of course, anniversaries, funerals, graduations, Valentine's Day, Christmas, or Shark Week, they say.
I can't believe, though, if you're buying a whole constellation, that you don't get your own Guy Fieri flame shirt.
Oh, yeah, you know? That would be cool.
They might start offering that soon. Who knows?
That's good.
The company does make it very clear that they are not actually associated with Guy Fieri, and they don't really have his approval to do this.
Uh-oh.
But a portion of all the proceeds are donated to Guy's charity, Cooking with Kids, so it's not a complete waste. And good job, guys. Putting that in there makes Guy look like a jerk if he tells you to stop.
Yeah, and they say a portion. You know, it's like less than 1%.
Yeah, it's nothing, but they're like, okay, so guys... probably going to sue us or want us to take down the website where we're selling his hair. How do we make it so it's impossible for him to do that?
Yep.
Oh, I know. We'll give a portion of it to charity. And now he looks like a bad guy if he says
that.
So rad.
The website has been surprisingly popular with hundreds of people buying up real estate on Guy's head and face. And now some are requesting that other famous people start putting their body parts up for purchase as well.
Wow, these guys are going to make so much money. How do we never think of these stupid websites?
It just goes to show you, when you're out with your friends and you're talking about a dumb idea and you're like, we could totally make $1 million if we did that, do it. Because these guys will probably make a ton of cash.
The problem is, follow through with drunk friends is not very good.
Yeah. All you need is just one person to actually start up the website. And then you could be a millionaire. And then people ask you about it, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, you remember that guy, Guy Fieri, was on the Food Channel that everybody always made fun of? Hey, we started up a website selling his hair to people. He had nothing to do with it, but yeah, that's why you're on my boat right now. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.